Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is actually a really wholesome episode, I think. We've spoken a lot about like mental health. Seffi, you look like you're about to cry even. I don't know what's quite going on.
Oh, I was just
there.
Laughing.
Oh, okay, you're just having the time of our life. This is such a nice one. I feel like it's very much like Harry, I speak directly to you. Like, we're very much kind of sitting you down, holding your shoulders, not letting you leave until you hear out every last word. Just want to make sure everyone's okay. If you're feeling like you're struggling in any way, I hope this episode can make you feel a little bit like you've got Seffi and Wing here for you, whoever that is. Love you lots. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
No, bye.
Hi. Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello. Can I just get out of the way? Because I do feel the need to announce that the energy for me personally is off.
Okay.
And I hope everyone's okay with that.
I'm personally more I know than everyone okay. Is, in fact, I encourage it.
Oh, okay, good.
I encourage however you feel in every moment to be okay.
But I don't feel great.
That's fine.
I did say, so we just did a take and I said, I'm going back to my roots. I'm connecting with my true identity. I've gone back to my true form of being melancholic.
Yeah.
And I am feeling the melancholy, but it's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do
it's
you
fine.
Want to talk about it?
I just would like to say that it's UK Mother's Day and happy UK Mother's Day to all the pod mothers out there, to everyone involved.
Yes, yes. Happy Mother's Day.
And that's
Day.
All. I hope everyone's okay.
But also to everybody that does find that difficult, like we were talking about it before, but I feel like it's as soon as there's a day where you're aware of there like being triggers around it. I was just walking around in my life earlier just being like, God, it's a tough day.
It's kind of confronting, I think. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I didn't realize you needed another thing on your plate.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But anyway, it's fine. It's obviously fine. Everything's fine in life.
Well,
we're
it can be
okay.
Fine and hard at the same time.
And I'm also coming on my period, so I feel like it's just making the emotion more accessible to me.
It's an amplifier. It's the natural amplifier.
Of course, yeah, it truly is the natural
the
amplifier.
Natural amplifier.
Yeah, if you ever need some amplification, just wait around for your period to roll around.
Oh, it's difficult.
It is difficult.
I just come off mine. Thank God, today's my last day.
I'm
as
right
you all
on time.
Know, you're way on. You're always on track of it.
I am. I'm always on top of
you. Yeah, you know what's going on internally in me.
I know where you're at. I also just quickly off the top.
Mm.
I'm having so much fun with our little videos that we're doing. And
oh my God, they're so
I know
good.
We've said this time and time again, but we are actually being quite on it. Like, they're pumping out
they
every day,
consistent.
Whether you're there or not. So I wouldn't mind them not falling on deaf ears. I wouldn't mind someone being there to receive it.
To go and look at our Instagram and
just see if
videos.
There's anything funny there.
Also,
there's
like,
stuff on TikTok like...
They're good.
Go on.
They're entertaining. They're stunning.
I'm entertained.
I'm watching them multiple times.
I'm watching them hundreds of times. I could rail them off by heart if I needed to.
I was actually, me and my friend the other day were like, let's go work in a coffee shop together.
Mm.
We were like, let's go and just sort of, I'll do some reading.
Yeah.
And she came back, she like went and got a pot of tea for us. And she came back, she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, just watching a video of myself.
It's so good. I love that we have recorded conversations and like videos of us. It really does make me laugh my nut off.
Same. I loved one recently, and I really just think it's like I just think this should go viral. You said to me this morning, you're like, it hasn't. I was like, I know.
It really hasn't. We could, I might do a few different director's cuts. Yes, the same
because
clip.
I just think that is so funny. And I love it.
The Yanni Laurel one.
The
Yanni
Laurel one. I think that's so funny.
Yeah, it's iconic. Well, anyway, we're having fun.
We are.
Amongst all the shit. I hope you are too.
Yeah.
Thoughts on today? What are we delivering? What are we cooking
today,
up?
The offering from us.
On the menu, yeah.
Go on. Offering today.
The offering. Honestly, you can do what you will with this.
Honestly.
Do your
Chef
worst
special
with the
today is...
Yeah.
We're talking about choosing to be happy even when things are a bit shit, which is quite apt, I think, for both of our lives.
It makes
sense.
On
this very day.
On this particular occasion.
It was inspired by a message that somebody got, that we got, that somebody sent. Somebody received. We received this message that somebody sent, but I've forgotten. It was something
about kindly.
A sword, but go on.
So it was someone saying that the best advice they had had was to just drop the sword and stop picking their life apart and let themselves be happy.
Yeah.
Wow. Love that for us.
I love drop the
sword. Compliments to the chef. Drop the sword. It's like, why are you, Jesus?
We were
me
all
a sword
in armor
point.
Carrying swords. Jesus.
Honestly, knight in shining
it.
Armor.
Knight
it's
in shining
a lot.
Armor.
It's a bit dramatic.
That's why.
Put your chainmail on.
It rings chainmail.
Dress for the occasion. It's like, oh God, what's the occasion? It's like, oh, I'm just, you know, in the trenches.
It's kind of in, what's it called? Saltburn. Oh, I can wear my suit of armour. Elspeth,
I can wear my suit of armour, Elspeth. Yeah.
Which, to be honest, I would love to wear a suit of armour.
I would. That would be a fun costume for us.
Suit
clunking around.
Should we do that?
I would love
is
to.
Which one's which?
Let's write that down somewhere.
Yeah, let's write it. That'd be good.
Should we message Freya and just say, like, get us in a suit of armour at some point?
I don't know why.
Just
or
something
how,
for the vision
we need
board.
To do that.
Suit of armour.
I would love to have some kind of duel with you.
Oh, I don't want a duel. I thought it was us against kind of the world, not
I
us against each other.
We're doing jousting.
Okay, well, I've never done that before.
Me neither. Why would I have done it before?
I don't know. It's kind of the thing you would have done
jousting.
At like brownies or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like Laurence Tyrell.
Yes,
what
a little bit.
Okay, that's jousting. What you think of me, a jouster. I'm in Shrek
what kind
the Third.
Of, you play badminton, that's kind of equivalent.
No, they are very different.
They're kind of the same.
Jousting, God. That's what you think we do in the sort of countryside. That's a bit of jousting
so.
Today.
It would make sense.
I'd I would absolutely love to.
All right, well, we can give it a go.
Anyway, we're talking about how to choose to be happy. In shit circumstances.
I would love to know.
I was writing in my journal this very morning.
Go on, take it away. Tell us about it.
I was writing about how I'm in a shit period of life right now. Like, that to me feels very undeniable. It's like, and for a while I was kind of confused. I was like, God, I'm really, everything feels so shit right now. And I was like, is this just my life? Is my life shit? Like, that is just a question I have.
Yeah, kind of what is going on right now?
Almost once you've been in a week of it, it's like, oh, I think my life is shit. Like, I can't see outside of it. And then I was kind of thinking, I was like, no, there's so much going on right now. It's not my life. Like, you are happy in general. This is a shit period.
Period.
And that
yeah.
felt like a big distinction to make of like, oh yeah, no, this is actually hard. So like, we need to
You're
call
in, a
in
bad
all
patch.
The call in
yes.
all the armor. Like, come on, this is like a shit period right now.
Here I come. Yeah.
Here she comes. She's on her horse.
Here she comes in a suit of armor, clunk.
Perfect. Just who I needed. On her trusted steed or whatever.
With Ozzy. Yeah. My noble steed.
Her noble steed. And
oh,
that
God.
Was quite cute.
It hurts.
And I was just thinking, like, okay, so if this is going to be a shit period and I don't particularly see that a way out of that right now, like, there's nothing I can do to make it, to fix any of the problems. Like, things are happening outside of my control and that's just it.
Yeah.
If it has to be shit and painful, what are the things I can do? What's in my control, basically? And the only thing that's in control to me is like how I treat myself and the people around me. That's really it.
Yeah.
And my priority is like being kind to everyone, being kind to myself, making it as comfortable as possible to me for myself.
Yeah.
Like here. Step one, tidy my room. Yesterday, did a big tidy,
beautiful.
Cleaned everything, dusted, hoovered. You know the drill.
Nice.
Everything, fresh flowers. We've done it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Everything.
Perfect.
That's an important thing for me. I've realised this year.
Everything's perfect all of a sudden.
Suddenly,
I'm cured.
Suddenly it's more bearable. I can play my Switch games in a comfortable way.
Mother's Day what? Everything's fine.
Everything's okay. I was like, ah.
Yeah, everything's perfect, everything's actually. Fine. Yeah.
Also just things like eating things that I like, getting outside, moving my body, seeing the mm-hmm. people that are really important to me, all of this stuff. And mm-hmm. I was just like, actually, there are ways that you can look after yourself in a shit situation to make it less shit. Because time yes. will keep passing. It will pass. Things will happen. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you really can choose is whether you yeah. want to make that harder or easier for yourself.
I actually think it's hugely important, like, figuring out where you have ownership in life and where you don't. Like,
yeah.
the things that you have control over, especially if you're not one of the few people who have been gifted in life with, like, an easy route, which I'm sure yeah. some people out there think that no one has it easy, but I actually disagree. I think people definitely do have it easy yeah. in life.
This
I've
is actually
seen
quite
it.
A big theme for us at the moment. I think yeah, we've kind we're of seeing been realizing, some people, like, obviously no. everything's on a spectrum, but it's like, oh no, some people actually do have yeah things are on a spectrum, and there is an end of that spectrum that is
of
very
course
fucking
there
easy
is. Totally and it's crazy not to undermine watch. It's crazy
yeah.
it's not to undermine the struggles of any human being individually no. out there in the world, but it is, I think, like a classist, racist, sexist, etc. concept to push on people that everybody has struggles as if they are all equal. They are not all no. equal. And that's not to say that Seffi and Wing are particularly hard done by in the grand scheme of things, but it's just to acknowledge that out there, some people do have easier lives with a lack of depth, to be honest, in their life. And that is a separate issue.
Yeah.
But in your specific life, when you've been dealt this particular hand and maybe things are going wrong or right, etc., figuring out what you have control over is such an important way to find empowerment Power. In an otherwise really challenging and kind of helpless existence.
Yeah.
Like, when it's things out of your control that are going wrong, or when there are things out of your control that are really hard for you, finding literally the small things of, at least I'm in control of what I'm having for breakfast, at least I can make sure, like, I have a cup of tea rather than nothing, like
getting outside. It's mm-hmm. my choice whether I lie in bed right now or leave the house. That's mm-hmm. such a simple thing, but actually, God, I was actually thinking this about, like, how small of a thing is transformative to, like, a mood. Like, I yes. think we think of our moods as quite fixed, but, or, like, I'm in a bad mood, so it's a bad day, or I'm in a good mood, so that will last a bit of time. But it's like, actually, God, they change like the fucking wind, these things, these moods.
Yeah.
And today I was actually walking down the street, not particularly in a good mood, but just kind of like, just fine sort of thing.
Yeah.
And a guy just like paused for me on the, like, there was a car sort of parked on the pavement, and he just like moved out of the way, and I was like, thanks. And he just gave me such a nice little smile, and I was like, why did that, such a tiny, tiny That's interaction nice. Actually like have an effect on my mood? Like, I actually was like, oh, that was a nice interaction, even though it was so small. And I was Maybe just kind was... of surprised by, I mean, it wasn't like particularly exciting interaction. It was just some random guy.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm just amazed at how small sometimes the thing that you need, that we almost think when you're in a shit period, I need to change everything. Everything is fucked and everything needs to get changed. I need to do this and this and this. I'm such a failure. Oh my God. But actually it's like, no, actually you just need to speak to someone. You just need to smile mm-hmm. at someone on the fucking street.
100%. I think it also moves it from the abstract into something like really tangible. It's like when your mood, especially when you're in a bad mood, it's so abstract of just like everything's shit, or like I feel like shit, blah 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 blah, and moving that into like tangible life and almost kind of taking the science into your own hands to like manipulate the chemicals of what are going on. And it's kind of like you said, like getting out of bed and going outside is simple, but also that could be literally like the biggest challenge of your year so far.
Yeah.
And shout out to you if that is you. So lovely to be with you right now. So honestly an honor bestowed onto us,
truly.
yeah, I think moving it from the abstract, and also like kind of something I tell all the time, which is really annoying to everyone, but it's like, you're not a medical anomaly.
No.
You're just a human being. It's like, I reckon there's probably a good few reasons why you feel the way that you feel.
Yeah.
And if you move it out of the abstract and into the tangible, we could probably locate a few different ways that yeah. we could identify and create some like resolutions for you, yeah. as opposed to just like sitting in this kind of shitty squalor, horrible feeling.
100%.
But that in itself is really hard, because when you feel shit is obviously when you most feel like disenfranchised, or
yeah,
you don't feel empowered to like go outside and do all these amazing things that are gonna make you feel better.
And also, they don't fix it.
They're not magic. Like, no,
I think there's sort of what leads to like that feeling of like, oh, the just the hopelessness of like, oh, but I did go outside and it didn't do anything, or I did eat a banana and it wasn't.
But then I think it's about having love for yourself to be able to do that. Like, this is actually something that I say particularly as well when people are talking about trying to get therapy in the NHS, like in the UK, from the NHS, sorry, or like on the NHS, when they're like, oh, it's gonna be a waiting list, it's gonna be that, or like, oh, what are they even gonna say, or like, what am I even gonna say, or what is it even gonna be, and blah 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 blah.
That's the power of it.
Even just the action of you like Googling NHS therapy, or Googling something that you know you need, or even if it isn't therapy, but just like booking a doctor's appointment for like a fucking rash on your arm that you've had for a week that you couldn't be, or like just doing these little things, going to pick up your contact lenses, which I need to do, like,
yeah,
it's the small looking actions of like literally looking after yourself. It's like, yeah, therapy might not fix everything, but just the experience everything. Of you, it might be shit, you might actually have a horrible, you might have the terrible time, it might all go wrong, blah blah blah, but
times.
Just the action of you taking matters into your own hands and learning that you are somebody that takes care of yourself, like, yeah, kind of internalizing that experience and that memory and storing that in your mind of, this is what I do, I identify ways that I can look after myself, and I do it, and I take ownership, and I support myself, and I'm there for myself, and I am all I need, and I can make things work.
Yeah.
And even just the act of being like, I am setting the intention of spending an hour a week talking to this third party professional, even if that is the wrong therapist for me, even if it doesn't work, I am someone who tries.
I'm a trier. It builds and that the is identity of like, I am somebody that cares for myself, I try, I fail, I try again, I succeed a little bit. Like, it's just building that identity of like, I'm not somebody that gives up on myself, actually.
No, I think a lot as well difference. Of like negative feelings and a lot of just the shit of life, feeling shit, creates, it's that kind of negative cycle of, it's creating and also sustaining this like negative identity that you have in yourself of like, I don't identify as someone who can look after themselves, I don't identify as someone who is competent, I don't identify as someone who is happy and having a happy life, for example, and all of those things.
No, I identify as the opposite.
The lazy, opposite, in fact.
Sad, all of this stuff.
And that's, it's like, horrible.
Horrific.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is horrific, and it's like breaking that cycle is literally the hardest thing you could ever do, but I don't believe for a second that you couldn't do it. Like, double negative. It's like, have I just insulted everyone? Let me just check what I said. I don't believe for a second that you couldn't do it. So that's right, isn't it? Because I do believe that you can do it.
She thinks you can do it.
And I definitely think you can do it. I would put money on it.
Yeah.
I would give everything to make sure that you knew that you can do that. I hope you feel like you can do that, because you can.
And also, there will be moments, I guarantee there will be moments where you think you can't. They come and they go. Like, I think it's just about catching the moment when you do feel that you can do it, and also not forcing yourself to do anything horrible when you feel like you can't. I think one of the biggest lessons that I've had to learn is, like, in the moments where you feel like you're crying and it's like, God, everything's shit, that's not a moment to solve issues. That's a moment to look after yourself.
Acceptance.
It really is. Like, I think one of the
devil snare,
it is, and I think that has been really difficult, because I think I'm a natural fixer.
Yeah,
I look for solutions, like, and that is a good thing in certain ways, but it's also fucking horrific when there aren't any solutions, because I think part of the feeling of being powerless is being like, okay, well, I can fix it, but the horrible truth, but also kind of the freeing truth, is that you are a human, and there are certain things that are, you cannot control time, you cannot control death. These things are actually out of your power. These, you're not God. Like, these are not in your domain. They're
so
not.
You are sorely mistaken.
You're a human being who has like huge limitations, and you can try and research things, and you can try and you can try and do shit, but actually you can't. And actually that is a horrible feeling, but also a freeing feeling of, like, it's not within your domain. All you can do is sort of accept, really.
Yeah. I think as well, the things that make it easier for, like you said, like, it's catching those moments or catching those things where that you can do. The thing, a huge thing, I think, and, like, literally the most highly rated and yet still underrated thing in the world, is just try and get yourself around somebody that you love, and that somebody is, like, funny, and someone who is, like, nice to have around, or someone that you could just, like, talk to, get on the phone with somebody. Like, again, things that when you're feeling shit, it's like, that doesn't sound good, that sounds
hard.
I can't do that, for
hard
example.
Fuck, actually.
But it's just really important. Like, letting people be there for you, I think, is so important.
Also, because oh, no, sorry, go on.
No, please.
There are times when it's like, okay, who the fuck is that, really? Like, you know, when it's almost like, okay, I don't want to burden that person with it. I don't want to do that. And I think, yes, okay, if you're identifying that you are being really insular, I think that's a really good thing to do. But also, say you physically can't speak to these people or whatever. That is when the world of entertainment and all these people that you have,
and being kind to yourself,
your headphones, on your TV, these are when
Seffy and Wing,
hello, us here, we're,
if we can be trusted.
I think I when I'm sad and I watch a video that I find funny, or I watch a film that I love, or listen to a podcast of something that really makes me laugh, that
you watch our old TikToks and stuff,
genuinely watch these beautiful TikToks. It truly does, like, interrupt that sort of thought, and actually brings in, like, oh yeah, I actually, of course I felt shit because I haven't laughed all day, and that is actually unhealthy for a human mind, not to be laughing all day, to be sitting inside stewing. It's like, yeah, that's why you don't feel bad. It's not that you needed to suddenly go to a party, be surrounded by all your favorite people in the world. It's like,
and move,
you actually just
and
needed
get a new
someone
job
vaguely
and,
funny to make a joke. And it's like, oh my God, yeah, I can laugh. The world isn't
doomed. Remind you that you have been happy before and you will be happy again.
Yeah.
Might take a while, but you will get there.
You
I
might
trust
be in a shit
you guys
phase.
Will laugh again. Yeah, you might be. But it's not a bad place to be. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
If there's anything you can do, you can do a shit phase. Come on. What, you can't handle the pits? I know you can.
Oh yeah, and right now it is the pits for me.
The pits come and go.
The pits, yeah, exactly. The pits are fluid. If the pits are anything,
They're fluid. It's a fluid space. It's a it's not landlocked. It's a highly fertile land.
They're moving.
Yeah, we're on the move. Yeah. We're submerged in water in the pits.
Yeah,
makes it sound quite nice.
Yeah, suddenly the pits.
It's an island.
Should we meet at the pits?
Yeah. Should we go to the beach? Oh, which one?
The pits. Is there anything else you want to say?
I mean, I would like to say how much I appreciate the space. I do feel very fragile and just like on the brink of something not good.
Okay.
I'm on a precipice.
On the precipice, on the ledge. Right. Can I say that?
Yeah, you've said it now. Fuck it.
No, cut it.
No, no, I want to say because I want to, if you don't mind, elaborate.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I do. Yeah, go on.
Can I? Just on the fact that we say, like, if you don't hear from us, assume the worst. And I know we have said that before, but you might be one of the people who is just like, when did that start? Where did that come from? It's very much off the back of, like, the reality of being mentally unwell. Like, it didn't come as a... It wasn't a joke. It was very much in the ownership of... I'm missing a lot of episodes here because I actually can't come to the microphone. I'm too mentally sad. Like I'm on a real precipice. I'm on the ledge.
Mm.
And I know people, well, I think anyone with a brain could tell, like, we're not saying it doesn't take the piss in any way, but I think it's a really important reminder of, like, there are real symptoms of this that aren't fun, or like there are real, there's real shit and like real darkness in life. And I think the more we don't, it's just boring to like shy away from it or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I feel so happy anyway.
It's not natural either.
Not for me, no.
It doesn't come naturally. And I think that's also one of the things that I do think we are really good at on this podcast. And I hear, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of a common thing that people say about their podcasts or like their space on the internet. Like, this is a vulnerable space, or like, I'm really honest and blah, blah, blah. And I do feel like we really are, though. I do think we bring a sort of, I don't think we shy away from anything that is actually really hard. And I think we do bring our real lives to this.
I think as well, like, when it comes to Assume the Worst, like, that's why I'm so proud of it. Because I think as well, I don't know if you guys know this, but I think my mental health and just where I'm at has changed so much over the past, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
That to have a podcast and be able to turn up, I'm turning up every week.
Yeah, big time.
All right. You know, it's okay. Like, I can do it in a way that I couldn't before. And I just love that we have this funny, if you don't hear from us, assume that. I just love everything about it. Iconic. I just love this space, and I don't know.
You don't
just feel quite moved.
It's just perfect.
Also, just the thought of, like, everyone's little faces. Do you know what I mean? You know, when they, it's just too much.
It's so nice. I'm really feeling the, like, gratitude towards having this space at the moment. I feel like we always live in it, like, but at the moment it just feels, I think we're in a really good place, like, with our relationship to having a podcast. I know that sounds so ridiculous.
I think sometimes we talk about it in the sense of, like, well, I often say it's like a baby, but sometimes it's kind of like the baby is weird and errors and it's our dragon, and it's like, oh my god, all of a sudden it's like this huge dragon and we're these tiny girls. It's like, oh shit, I didn't realize I had this
dragon.
My baby is huge.
I didn't realize I had a dragon.
My baby has control over me. My baby is dangerous. My baby is bigger than me. All of this stuff. But I think at the moment it feels like we've how to train our dragon. How I Met Your Dragon. You
at
said
the moment
the
it's toothless and it's all nice.
Yeah, at the moment it's like, I think we are just riding the dragon through the pits, having the time of our lives, etc.
Yeah, we're Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a spoiler, maybe.
Spoiler.
Oh god.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I ask you then, kind of off the back of like the podcast and stuff, I would actually like to know, like, how do you think your relationship to, like, authenticity and honesty and just almost how you identify in the space and how confident you feel coming to the microphone, how has that changed even over the past, like, year?
I think relaxing into, like, not needing to be liked, which is like a really weird thing to say, because I would obviously like everyone to like me. I would love it
nice.
If you liked me, that would be such a nice thing. But I think I sort of, part of it is accepting not everyone is going to like everything about you. There will be certain things that annoy people about people that is just so normal and to be expected, and that it actually isn't a reflection on who you are as, like, a core person.
Yeah,
like, I think having the confidence in yourself to be like, I back the decisions I make in life. I know that I'm a human that will make mistakes, and I trust in, like, my essence as a person, that I think I am good.
Yeah.
That kind of gives me the confidence to be like, I know I'm going to make mistakes. I could have made mistakes in this episode I could say things that you don't like, in this episode or the last uh-huh. load, whatever, or in the next one, who knows,
the last load
that we've done.
Yeah.
I'm washing load,
like, there is a whole load.
Just a load of whatever.
Yeah.
And it's fluid, and it's, I think the internet is so binary with, like, we like this person, yeah. we don't like this person, oh, this person we like at the moment, and we all turn on them next week. Uh-huh. And that maybe is part of it, and maybe not to be scared of that.
Yeah, embrace it. Acceptance. Like, devil's snare.
It might not, it's definitely not for everyone, and that is a good thing. I don't yeah. want to be for everyone.
No.
I really don't.
It makes you, the only way through it is it just makes you more confident in yourself. I remember someone said, literally my worst nightmare of what someone could say to me, like, it was yeah. just a horrible thing. It was a horrible, like, message that we got. Horrible, it was actually yeah. a review. It was really actually out of order. But yeah. any weird thing to say, and I think, but I think anyway, maybe let's just hope you
recognized it since, because that has been deleted.
I think they took it down. Yeah. Well, it's just like, yeah. let's hope you don't go saying that to anybody else who's on the precipice. But anyway,
yeah.
I just feel so proud of us. And it is kind of the thing of, like, oh, you could say the worst thing to me. My worst, it's what I always say to you guys. I don't shut up about this at the moment. But it's like, your worst fear could happen. And then you know what would happen? You'd get up the next day and you'd keep going. And then the next yeah. day, and then the next day, and the next day. Like, yeah, the worst thing happens. And then what? You go to bed and wake up the next day. Yeah. And I know you can do it. Like, yeah, it would be the worst. It would be the pits. But then it wouldn't. Then it would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it would be the day after tomorrow, and then it would be the day after that. Like, you're going to keep doing it. You're going to be fine.
Also, there's a weird bit, and I don't think it's the case in the message that you got, but I think when it comes to, like, insecurities and things like that, it's very freeing when someone
yes.
says the thing that you've been dreading people to notice or
yes.
say about you. It's very, very freeing when someone...
Now I can move on.
Is there something that you dislike about yourself, or something that you're so scared of someone saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
Say that you're so scared of someone saying that you're stupid or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't want anyone to say I'm stupid. I don't want someone to say I'm stupid. Someone, the next day, someone says, oh, you're bloody moron. You're so stupid. Idiot.
Oh my God.
Ouch. It's going to hit hard. That is a fucking uh-huh. horrific thing for someone to say.
And also, let it hit.
Especially if that's like a trigger, whatever your trigger is, that is going to kill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let it hit, speak about it.
Yes.
Write about it, you know, do all of the things you need to do to uh-huh. process that thing. Cry about yep. it, I would highly recommend. Yep. You'll start to sort of realize that it's like, okay, so it hurt. That's it. It didn't that's change it. The next it. Day, you still got up and you did the thing you want to do. You still.
I think that's it.
Are basically proving that wrong to yourself and that person at the same time. And that is so cool.
It's actually such a powerful thing.
It is. And I do think actually there's, in a certain way, it's like you will get the lessons that yeah. you need in life. Mm-hmm. It might not be the things that you want. Like, it would be so great.
It might yeah, not be could, fair.
Yeah. And it would, yeah, it will probably be unfair. It probably uh-huh. will be, because we are quite unfair to ourselves. And mm-hmm. it would be so nice if you could move through life without getting triggered and all of this stuff. But I do think every time you're triggered, it is a lesson of some sort. It basically is just showing you what yeah. you care about,
and a moment to, like, push through it.
Yeah. Human on this planet, you're a human.
I do just That's feel it. Very proud of us. Like, I like the fact that we've owned, I don't know, I just, when it, like, for example, the assuming the worst thing, it's like that yeah. is just so powerful to me, of like,
yeah, I love
a
it.
Real marker of, like, God, I was, we were in a bad, like,
yeah,
things are not cute and glamorous, and we've just come off Love Island and started a podcast.
No,
we've, and no shade yeah, to the Love Islanders. We love, I wish that was the case, in fact, sometimes, but I'm just really proud, and it makes me feel really, what?
No, I'm just thinking about this.
I'm just really proud. It makes me proud of me. It makes me proud of you. It makes me proud of us as a duo. Yeah. And it makes me proud of everyone who, in some way, has probably, you've listened to the podcast and, like, maybe laughed a bit or kind of rolled your eyes and been like, this yeah. is weird. But if you've ever been like, oh, fuck, okay, that's made me feel like I can do it. Or like, oh, yeah, shit, that doesn't sound good. And I yeah. identify that I'm struggling with something and I can get through it. It just makes me feel really proud of
yeah.
this, like, fucking weird group of people we've got going.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, I just have so much love for everyone here. What were you gonna say?
I think it's just an important message in terms of, like, you never really know what's going on behind the scenes as well. Mm. Like, I think anyone that you feel kind of intimate with on the internet, and there are so many people that's like, I feel like, God, I know these people and all of this stuff, and I hope you do feel like that about us.
Yeah.
Because you do in so many ways. Like I
And you've earned the right.
Huh?
You've earned the right to feel that way. Have. Yeah, and we've given
it. It is a very real connection.
There's an exchange going
on.
It is.
Yeah. No, it really is. But I think assume the worst to me really, I think it's a good faith sort of thing of like,
yeah,
really do give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes of like, actually yeah. there are really actual hard shit going on in life. Like
it's
I actually feel sacred. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Oh.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Why are we like asleep now? We both like shut our eyes.
Grinning as well. Like, when God, you said that, I was like,
I'm going to fall asleep.
Right, let me think about how Connell and Marianne
at FaceTime.
Cute. Yeah, I've got my mummy issues. I'll be Marianne, then you can be Connell.
I'll be Connell. Why has she got mummy issues? Oh, her mum's a
maniac. Because her mum's a fucking arsehole.
Oh, yeah. Really. Connell's just a little...
Mood. Yeah, Connell's got a nice mum.
She's so cool. She's my favourite character, I think.
Yeah, she is cool.
She's really like, that's who how I'd want to be a mother.
Sorry, just quickly, what are we doing?
Just chatting.
Right, I'm going to do the intro.
Okay, cool. Let's go for it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.